out of the Glipwood Forest, through the Stony Mountains, and across the frozen ice prairies. Book 2 in Andrew Peterson's dramatic, fanciful Wing Feather saga takes readers on a dizzying ride deeper into this world of wonders, first unfolded in Book 1, On the Edge of the Dark Sea of Darkness. The Wing Feather saga spellbinds readers of all ages with the dramatic, epic story of the Igaby family, besieged by the evil oppressor, Nag the Nameless. And in Book 2, the Igabys are on the run, this time not in search of something like the jewels in Book 1, but in a flight for freedom from the ruthless Nag's fangs of Dang, frightful creatures that get more terrifying from snake-like to wolf-like as the family treks north. The fangs are out to destroy the Igabys, who hold the keys to freedom for the entire land, and as they return to reclaim their deceased father's rightful rule of the kingdom. And so the Igabys' journey is fraught with terrifying creatures, new lands, more heartbreaks, but healing too. And the storytelling by Andrew is just as riveting, fast-paced, and fun. Silly songs, suspenseful legend and lore, new creatures, and more sea dragons make appearances. They are fun footnotes and asides in Book 2, more charming pen and ink illustrations, and more of Andrew's hand-drawn maps and creatures. North, or Be Eaten, is the kind of story children and adults will love to read together. Like Book 1 in the saga, this is the kind of storybook that brings families and readers of all ages and roles together. In fact, Google Book 1's title, On the Edge of the Dark Sea of Darkness, and you'll read blog after blog and review after review from readers who say they began reading the saga to their children a few chapters a night, and soon found that they had to read ahead on their own so as to find what happens next. And then they started talking about the book with friends and other family. That's exactly how the books came to be, Andrew says. His doodling of a map led to a fleshing out of the story that he would read a chapter at a time to his own three children before bedtime. After I was well into writing the book, he says, I decided the tale was too frightening and fraught with mystery to bear alone. So he admits, only half-joking, the tales are tested by the most serious critics in the world, his wife and kids. Andrew Peterson is a critically acclaimed singer-songwriter in folk and contemporary Christian music circles. He's written and recorded 8 albums over the last 10 years and is known for his spellbinding storytelling on stages and in studios and now on paper. He and his family live near Nashville in a little house they call The Warren, inspired by their own family reading of Richard Adams' classic novel On Watership Down. With the Wing Feather saga, I hope the readers will find themselves lost in a good story, Andrew says, and I also hope they feel less alone. Stories bear witness.